It was just about a year ago. In fact, I think it was like a year and a week or two ago that Plano-based Tyler Technologies brought in their brand new CEO. Guy's been an employee there for a long time, but new CEO. And Lynn Moore told us he was going to do great things for the company. And by golly, a year later, they just broke $1 billion in revenues for the first time. So good excuse to have him back. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you, David. Good to be here.
So how was the first year pretty good?
The first year has been interesting. It's been educational. I've told people that there's a little bit of difference moving from the second chair to the first chair. I probably don't sleep as much, probably a little more gray hair than I used to have. But it's been a great year. We've been pretty active the past year.
Yeah, well, a lot of new contracts, a lot of business. I mean, just to remind people, you're the largest software company in the world that exclusively goes to cities and states and counties and school districts. And I guess if tax revenues are good and the economy is good, they got a lot of money to spend.
That's right. And, you know, what we do is essential functionality for local government. So whether it's running their budgets, paying their teachers, answering CAD 911 calls, getting the police cars routed, everything that's essential to have local government operate for its citizens.
You know, the company has grown. I mean, it's grown organically. I mean, you've got more and more systems and you're in, I don't know, all the states you grow out of the country. But you've done roll-ups, too, and growth by acquisition from time to time.
That's true, David. We over the last 15 years, we've averaged about 13% growth. I'd say about 11% of that's been organic and supplemented by a couple percent through some acquisitions.
Are you doing the same thing? I mean, are you taking on different areas when you're taking an acquisition or just buying geography?
Well, typically today, particularly in the last year, I call them more investment acquisitions. We have an initiative within the company called our White Space Initiative, where we take a look at our entire portfolio of products, see where there may be voids in our product offerings, or perhaps we may offer a core system, but an ancillary system may not be an A-level system, and so we may buy a company that's got a little better offering in that area. We don't really do so much geographical or consolidation-type acquisitions these days.
But you're pretty lean. I mean, you don't have that many employees.
Well, we're going to close the year. I think last year we had about 4,300 employees. We're going to close the year probably about 5,300 employees this year.
Well, then you have grown a lot. Mm-hmm. So 25%.
Yes, and some of that's through acquisition. We did an acquisition this spring and brought on about 475 employees.
So tell me about the new technology, back office functions. I was amazed. I said, what is it, one out of four school districts use yours?
Yeah, we're pretty prevalent across the United States. We have market-leading positions across all our core products. If you look, for example, at our courts and justice solutions, 40% of the United States population lives in a jurisdiction where our Odyssey case manager is being utilized.
40%?
40%, yes, sir.
So that's because you've got the big school districts.
Well, we've got big districts, we've got big counties, big cities, you know, pretty much across the board.
How do you adapt? I mean, how does something like that change? The software, what is it, the same thing every year?
Well, we continue to invest in our products each year, trying to put more and more functionality, finding ways to become more useful to our local governments. We're really increasing an initiative with it becoming data-driven government. That was our acquisition we talked about last year with Socrata, really trying to give exposed data and help government leaders be able to make better informed decisions with taxpayer money.
And that's always the key, and I would guess that it becomes... You could become a political football, too.
Perhaps in some level, yes.
So you have to have people that could calm other people?
It's an interesting market working with local government. There's obviously always some politics involved. You're dealing with people who are there, past elected politicians. But we're out there really, our mission really is to empower those people to serve the public better and really to help transform local government so they can serve their communities better.
So is it the same in Canada or the Caribbean islands where you work or Australia?
It's a little bit different. And, you know, I would say 97%, 98% of our business is in the United States. We do have some international operations. We just announced today we signed a contract to do appraisal services work in the Bahamas, a fairly significant contract.
Is that a one-off or is that an ongoing?
That'll be a multi-year contract, and then there'll be some ongoing work behind that.
But again, the similarities, I guess, to what's going on in the U.S., or is it?
Well, you're dealing with generally the same problems. They may be approaching them a little bit differently, but yes, you're generally dealing with the similar issues.
So what about the economy, trade disputes? Are you immune to all of that?
Well, if you watch the markets, I'm not sure anybody's immune to it. But in terms of our absolute business, I think we are somewhat immune to it. Notwithstanding today's fluctuations in price.
You know, you mentioned the market, and every day we come up with a handful of stocks of local interest that we mentioned, and usually the criteria is they move significantly, you know, $4 or $5 or 2 or 3% or whatever else. And by golly, you're on that list, I would bet, 3 out of the 5 days of the week. Why is this stock so volatile?
That's a good question, David. We talked about it a little bit a year ago. You know, it was interesting. I think when I took over as CEO, our stock was up around the 240 to 250 range, and it wasn't but 6 months later, it was at 175. And when I talked earlier about having some sleepless nights and gray hair. But, you know, volatility happens. We actually don't focus too much on the day-to-day price of the stock. What we'd focus on is just trying to build value, create a more valuable company. In our view, as long as we're doing that, the stock price will take care of itself. And when there's volatility around, we actually get in the market and we buy. We bought about $150 million worth of stock in the fourth quarter last year.
That's good to hear. So whether you watch it or not, every 3 months, you, as CEO, you'd have to get out and open your kimono and let the world see what's gone on over the last 3 months. So what are you telling them right now?
Well, we tell them, you know, look, we've gotten bigger, and growth gets more and more difficult when you become a billion-dollar company. As you say, we'll do about $1.1 billion this year, but even more so because about 65% of our revenues are recurring revenues, which can only grow at a certain pace. We're telling people that overall, through organic and acquisitions, we'll continue to be a low double-digit grower in the near future. We're continuing to invest heavily in our products. We invest in acquisitions, and we invest in ourselves by buying Tyler stock. That's really how we allocate our capital.
Boy, looking at school districts, I mean, you've got a 40% market penetration. I mean, I guess you can go to 50%, but the growth seems to be, you know, more challenging. And it seems like it would force you in getting into other areas.
Well, so it's a good point. You know, we believe we have about 10,000 local government customers across the United States, and they utilize about 20,000 different systems. So growth is constrained by the number of jurisdictions out there, but even within our existing customer base, we have room to sell all of our Tyler products. To your point about expanding markets, that's one of the reasons we did an acquisition this spring it was a company called MicroPact, and they actually play in the federal space and more at the state level, which was a new market for us.
That sounds fabulous. Well, I mean, you can't argue with the success, $1 billion in revenues for the first time at a pretty dynamic company. So congratulations on what I think it's been a good first year.
Thank you, David. I really appreciate it.
Even if you started out deep in the hole in that stock price, I'm terrible. Lynn Moore is the CEO of Tyler Technologies. Always good to have you with us.
Thank you, David. Appreciate you having me.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.